It is the pink. It's a travelling pink, although we're not travelling that much at the moment. Neil Atkinson, Steve Graves, Rob Gutman, and a bit of Paul Senior here and there when he's not distracted by trying to navigate his way out of Preston. It was not an enthralling contest in the first half, Steve Graves. But in the second half, it's lit up by a couple of things. One, a pretty good right wing performance from Nico Williams when he moves up there. And number two, the other thing we get, Steve, is a really funny Divock Origi goal.
An absolute hilarious. I've spent a long time advocating that a Liverpool right back could play in the front three, and I did not think it was.
Turns out it wasn't that one.
But I think he acquits himself really, really well. I mean, it is a hilarious second goal, which he sort of takes well in a weird way. The first goal and is relatively similar goals, really, aren't they? And obviously Nico's persistence is the sort of key factor.
He probably should put Minamino in, but he wants to score in front of the Liverpool faithful. Yeah, Steve, he's craving that goal where he dinks the keeper and he runs over to us.
I think because he's sort of clean through, and then the Minamino thing becomes apparent as he's already probably made his mind up. I think, on balance, given the match situation, I think you'd like to think that if it was 0-0, he'd have squared it. It wasn't 0-0. He's more than earned the right to have a go, I think. I'm sure Minamino will think otherwise. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, he should square it. But yeah, who's bothered? We beat Preston 2-0 quite comfortably.
I'm bothered, Steve.
Why are you bothered?
I'm slaughtering young Nico for that.
You were in the ground, to be fair.
Yeah, I did in the ground, to be consistent about it. He had a hat-trick of assists on Minamino, a dream two-goal performance again. He should have squared it. But hey, how churlish of you! I thought Nico was fantastic.
Don't really, underestimate really how keen Rob is to make Minamino happen.
Yeah, I just wanted Liverpool goals. And he denied us.
It's a lovely finish from Minamino, to be fair, Rob. And the thing he appears to have in his locker is the ability to stick the ball in the back of the net. And if you can have one major thing in your locker, that's a really good one to have.
Yeah, he has an eye for goal. I actually think it wasn't the greatest game we've ever seen, as we've said. I thought Minamino does quite well throughout. I thought he knits it together. I sort of felt sorry for him. I thought in a better side he might have had a really good game, actually. And I can't say, you know, it's hard to pick out men of the match in that. Apart from Nico's second half performance stands out, then it's a game full of players doing bits, which you go, that was quite neat and tidy. I thought Curtis got better as the game went on. Tyler Morton's very solid.
I thought Chamberlain was trying to make it happen.
Oh yeah. I would say up to the app before we scored, Chamberlain was our main man. If you'd never watched either side before, you go, he looks possibly the best player on the pitch, I'd just about say. I mean, nobody emerges with huge credit, but then I don't think anybody did themselves any great deal of harm either.
The other player who plays well over the course of the game, Paul, and in one very specific moment, is the goalkeeper. He makes a really good save first half, follows it up quite nicely as well. He's then pretty solid throughout the rest of it, does everything that he should, spot on. You know, there's a bit of concern that he's still available. For me, that's just a little bit ridiculous. If he's your third best goalkeeper, he's absolutely fine, and he shows that tonight.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? He's got to remember that he still exists, he's still here for a reason, and I think most of us have just written him off in all of our heads. But you've got to a point where you're going, well, he is third choice now, and we're fine with that. And then nights like tonight where Keller is ill, He's an able deputy to go to a game against Preston, because you don't want Alisson playing tonight, do you?
Not under any circumstances.
You can give him a rest. You don't have to worry that in a game like that he's absolutely fine. And do you know what? It could be a defining save he makes in the end, because you just see Manchester City go out on penalties. You don't whether you like or loathe this competition after the weekend. You don't want Liverpool getting beat. You don't want a dint to the momentum. So. Yeah, he was absolutely fine. There was no issues. He's solid.
Solid. He's a good character, Adrian, isn't he? And I think they
seems to be popular in the dressing room.
Yeah, exactly. I do think he's got a quasi coaching role. And I think when you put a team out, that was a pretty young team, wasn't it? Really, certainly by the end of the match, it was a pretty young team. I think it's important to have his experience, and he does really, really well. One dodgy kick aside, but we expect that, and at this level, we'll take it. But no, I thought he played really well.
The one minor concern first half, Steve, was Gomez's recovery pace. Yeah. On a couple of instances, it didn't look quite what we expected to be from him. I thought second half, whether it was his own positioning, whether it was the way in which he was moving, when he would have to sort of get on the cover, he looked a lot sharper. I think X has a really good second half, Gomez. That first half, it was a little bit of a but the other thing to remember about him is he's just not playing very much football, and I actually think he comes on second half for the fact that he's had the first.
Yeah, you know, the argument is that he needs the minutes, and he almost makes that case himself by getting some of the minutes and almost on the night showing you what difference that makes. I think Phillips does really well alongside him. I think they work really well together. I mean, he looks more composed on the ball. I was a bit concerned. There's probably one stray pass in the second half. There was a few passes from Gomez that just went astray, you know, aside from the sort of recovery pace as well. But, you know, maybe there's a little bit of the added sort of the captaincy thing as well, you know, to throw in there. And you know, he's got real pressure, you know, when he comes in now to show that he, in his mind, you know, is Liverpool's realistically second best centre-back. But at the minute, you know, he's fourth, and that's got to be a tough one to take at the minute for him.
The injury's done him no favours, Steve, has it? You know, that he is, and like it or not, he was Liverpool's second choice centre half for a while, and then obviously we've come into this season him on the back of the injury. You've got Joel Matip who's taken his place, and then
it might just take him a bit longer as well, Paul.
But then you've got Konate in at the weekend, and you think to yourself, oh, is Joe Gomez struggling to get back in? But You can see he's still got it technically, but he did look a yard off it. But second half, he looked a bit sharper. So the argument is there, he's just not playing enough football. But I think we have to get him playing football, because I think if Joe Matip, true to form, does break down at some stage in the season, I think he is the one you would be looking to,
play the run of games. Because Konate's age as well, and you know, he's still adjusting. I think the one of the big positives of tonight is you've got another game then, and you're looking realistically at the likelihood of two dead, as close to dead rubbers as you can get in the Champions League as well, which gives the manager a real chance. Yeah, you know,
you can come into Preston, but then you'd like to see him step it up into another game. So if that's Atletico Madrid, which isn't always a big game, but it is a sort of dead rubber, and then you've got the Milan game at Milan, if you can get Joe Gomez into them games, even if it's not with Van Dijk, even if it's alongside Konate or Matip, I think he just needs a bit of a run, better opposition, get tested, put him on the back foot. But I think we're going to, at one point in the season, going to depend on Joe Gomez, and we need him sharp. So you've got to keep giving him the opportunities where you can.
Yeah, he has an excellent second half, doesn't he? Our crowd are really, really getting behind him.
He has an excellent second half. It's just that the first half, there's a couple of occasions where they do slip past that side. That's all I'm saying.
I'd like to see all that again, to see whether it's about him or about what we're doing as a team defensively there. But second half, he's certainly very, very strong.
He was quite close to us, Rob, and I think that what Neil's point is, Joe Gomez is famed for his recovery pace.
Sure.
And there was a couple of times when he was left wanting when someone got up against him, and that has been his great strength, him and Van Dijk, his recovery pace. But if Van Dijk goes to win a first ball header and a knock on goes, Joe Gomez has always been that guy to sweep it's up after
his,
him, hasn't he?
It's also his, you know, it's his USP, if you like, in terms of when you look at a batch of games and you go, well, you know, I'll pick the players who are slightly more dominant in the air. I mean, Joe Gomez is good in the air, but you'd have to say that Konate and Matip have their slight advantage there. So if the thing that is his advantage isn't necessarily that great at the minute, then he's not making a great case for himself, is he, to get games. But that said, I totally agree, second half, you just see the benefit of the minutes, I think, and we'll keep seeing that if he keeps getting chances.
And I thought Nat Phillips comes back into it superbly well, you know,
really good on
the hero of the last phase of last season. Everything he did was pretty much immaculate. He really looked like the partner. I actually hope there's more minutes for Nat Phillips in this season.
I think what we wanted from the summer is that you never have to see Fabinho at centre-half again.
Yeah.
And I think you've seen tonight, in the last few days with Konate, with Gomez, and then even as like your fifth pick with Nat Phillips, is that you should never have to see that again.
We're assuming Joel Matip wasn't injured. It felt pre-arranged that for Nat Phillips to come on for Joel Matip at half time.
It did feel it.
I think
Tyler Morton, Rob.
Yeah,
just looks really tidy. As a young player, I'm impressed with him, to be honest with you. He's not one where I'm looking and I'm going, well, he's got this and this, but I'm really worried about this. He looks to me like a football player, to be quite honest with you. I'm not saying I expect him to get 10 games between now and the end of the season, but I am saying that I can see a world where he gets 50 appearances for Liverpool.
I can't call it, really. He's very, very competent. He's very, very neat and tidy. He's got a football brain. It was not easy for him out there tonight. He's playing with two attacking midfielders alongside him. It's not like he had a Jordan Henderson or even a James Milner with him.
That or even an Abbey Keita.
Or even an Abbey Keita. That was quite an ask for him. And he acquits himself really, really well. Liverpool dominate the ball for the majority of the match, and that's down to him. And, you know, how old's Tyler Morton? Is he? I think he's nearly 20 now, but he's, what is he, 19? I don't know. But I think we can safely say, I think he'll have a Premier League career, Tyler Morton. Whether it's with Liverpool, I couldn't say yet.
Other player I want to mention quickly, Steve, is the debutant from the start, Harvey Blair, who, to me, he did just look off it. And that just happens sometimes, you know what I mean? This isn't writing anyone off or anything like that. It is a reminder that even though Preston aren't in a good place as a club, 19th in the Championship, you know, to be fast-tracked from the 18s into the first team, if anything, for me, what it actually frames is how good Kate Gordon is, if you sort of see what I mean. Yeah. That he looks absolutely at home in the company straight away. However good Blair is, he's not close to that at this stage.
No, you know, he just struggled to get involved and make an impact. Rob made a good point in the ground. This is kind of going back to Adrian, really, but everyone kind of went around doing high fives at the start, and he was a bit on the edge, and nobody sort of did. And Adrian just went over and made a real point of, like, involving Blair in everything, really, just in the warm-ups and in the start of the game. But throughout, yeah, I mean, obviously, and this is true of anyone, if you came into a side that was more settled, you could maybe show a bit more. But when things are that disjointed, you are looking for someone to just have a few moments, and I think Gordon does against Norwich, where you go, it didn't all come together for him, but I can see the moments there. I think Blair looks like he's another step back from that at the minute. But and as you say, he's playing against seasoned professionals, you know, with the sort of strength and the know-how to deal with. You know, we've seen players like, you know, Shea Ojo, who's had games for Liverpool, you know, played in games against the likes of Chelsea and made an impact, but then, you know, at a lower level, not always been able to. And I think that tells you everything you need to know. Firstly, about sort of the Championship and you know, how hard it is for players to do what Harvey Elliott did, which is to go in and show your quality in that league and make the case that you are at this level. But you certainly shouldn't be writing anyone off at this stage. You know, it'd be good to see him get some minutes, maybe off the bench in, you know, in the next League Cup game, and just feel like he's still part of things.
I think back in the day where you were going from Dirk Kite to Shea or Joe, the difference wasn't, you know, there was a gap, but it wasn't like the gap there is nowadays in the Klopp era, when you're going from watching Mo Salah at the weekend, best player in the world, to seeing one of these kids coming. And you can see why there is a bit of a, maybe an inferiority complex for the lads. How often has he got to train with some of these guys? Because I think when we heard the team this afternoon, none of us had really heard of us, and you've got guys in the car and around the Anfield Wrap who were really into watching the under-23s and under-18s. Rob, I know you keep an eye on them. Mm. It was one where we thought, well, we heard that Gordon had a bit of an injury, so we wasn't expecting him, but so we expected Jota, really. There wasn't an academy prospect we expected to start, but I think a little bit, you've got to take your hats off to the manager to keep giving these kids a chance. You know, the opportunity under other managers wouldn't be as frequent for some of these guys, and you can see that he's trying. You get Elijah Dixon Bonner on at the end, you get what's the right back's name,
Connor Bradley.
Owen Beck comes on at the end
Beck comes on, and these guys are coming into a team that's won the European Cup and the league in the last couple of years, and whether they make it or not, they're getting the opportunity to, where sometimes they just leave the club without you ever getting a sniff, and you wonder what if some of these academy prospects, but at least we're getting to see them nowadays.
And it's a pathway, and it'll boost the whole academy. Absolutely. Rob, I think also you've got Conor Bradley in there, who I think does perfectly well at right back.
Sorry, really. Neil, it's a great sell to go to for clubs we're trying to poach players from, like the likes of Gordon. Well, look, we do give you a chance.
No, I agree. I mean, yeah, Conor Bradley does ever so well second half, and him and Nico are quite a combination. I mean, at the end of the day, with Harvey Blair, he must have done some really special things in training in the past week to have earned that chance. You don't just get thrown in for the sake of it. I actually thought it's difficult for him to get involved, but sometimes as a wide player it is difficult to get involved. The whole team wasn't functioning particularly well in that first half. He was sort of neat and tidy in the couple of touches he got. I don't think he lost the ball too cheaply that I recall. It's just he didn't didn't have enough touches on the ball. There was one little key moment in the second half where he nearly gets away from his man with a lovely little trick, but he doesn't quite have the body strength to get past him. And I just think a little moment like that, if he had got away, it'd be like a Cade Gordon moment where you go, and now you can see how the confidence grow, because you need confidence to be dropped in like that. Hopefully his time will come again, but it was difficult for him.
Difficult indeed. But where the competition now finds itself, Steve, as we were walking out to the ground, we were seeing City were getting knocked out on penalties. Not sure of the other results. I think Brentford are through for certain.
Tottenham are through.
And we know from last night who's through. It begins to sort of open itself up a little bit for Liverpool. I think what's important, you mentioned before about the champions, the likelihood that there could be two Champions League sort of dead rubbers in there as well between now and the end of the campaign. It's a good way for a number of footballers, whoever it is, to keep the sharpness, get the sharpness. And if there's a season, and there's been seasons in the past where I've very much thought you don't want anything to do with this competition. Yeah. If there's a season that sort of looks as though there are positives to Liverpool having something to do with this competition, the way this one's gone so far, touching all the wood, if that continues, this isn't a bad one. And suddenly it looks like a trophy Liverpool could compete for until the end.
To not have to play Manchester City anywhere down the line, I think
over two legs really or something good. Like that. That's what you said. We were getting into the car.
Yeah, you know, we were discussing. Me and Paul were discussing, and I think there's a lot of people will feel it's a shame that City don't have the extra games, because you think it'd be nice for them, but you know, to have to face those challenges as well. But by and large, the chances are we'd end up drawing them, playing them somewhere down the line, maybe even in the final. And I remember just feeling that deflated in 2016 when we lose that final to them.
You don't need to add to the drama of the season. We don't need the season's got enough drama. What I'd quite like to see is more players getting match fitness as much as possible.
You've still got Chelsea in there, so you know that's still a factor with that. But that's one down from that point of view. It's a chance for, you know, when everybody's fit, it's a chance where you're making sure James Milner's taking over, for example. But at the minute, you know, it is a chance to bring players in. You know, we were a little bit surprised, I suppose, maybe that Jones and Chamberlain play nearly the full 90-88 or whatever they play, but you know, they didn't, so they probably need to, because you know, they haven't started the previous game. They may well have to start the next game, and then yeah, getting a chance to do that, it, particularly if things fit in well. And you know, you've got that issue with the front four still. You know, you probably when you get to say the quarterfinals, there might be a game in there for Jota that he wouldn't have otherwise had, and you're still going to have to turn, not have to turn, but choose to turn potentially, as the manager did to Origi, in games where he just feels like a bit of a wild card. So yeah, keeping them all ticking over with these games that are meaningful games, but not the be all and
not life and death.
Yeah.
Man of the match, Rob.
Ah, Nico, for a second half performance. But if it hadn't been for that second half performance, I'd have quietly given it to Minamino.
Okay, Paul.
Yeah, Williams again. Just, I think his assist for Minamino's goal was tremendous. Yeah.
Well, it's the moment of the match, isn't it?
It really is the moment of the match. But from a young lad who I said to you at half time, I'm still not sure what he's about or what his level is. I really haven't got a handle on him as a footballer, really. What is his ceiling? There was talk in the summer that he was even going to leave for 10 million quid, and he's come in tonight and he's made a difference, and ultimately he's a dependable backup, and I know that in the bigger games he turns to Milner, but you've got to have some young potential at right back, haven't you? And he's absolutely perfect in terms of he doesn't feel like a real kid, but he's also not going to be problematic around the camp, because he's not expecting to take Trent's place. So I thought it was a solid performance and a great assist for that first goal.
Steve?
Yeah, I think Nico as well. I mean, you know, he makes those goals happen. You know, for the second one, it's a poor overhit cross from Tsimikas. You know, obviously it hits the wall, but he's alert to it and alive, and he's looking to he's just not letting it go dead. He wants to make sure something happens for Liverpool, and that's why I'd let him off a little bit with the chance. You know, again, he's just looking to make something happen, and I think that's what he's about, is just always backing himself, always just, I don't think he ever thinks about his limitations, and there are some limitations in his technique and some of that, but the more he backs himself, the more you see the real quality as well. So yeah, I really enjoyed his performance. I thought Oxlade Chamberlain is looking like the one who's trying to make things happen, probably up to the point at which we do score. But yeah, Nico for me.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much to Rob, to Paul and to Steve. It's been our pink. Hopefully the sound's come off for you, as we'd expect. We're hopefully going to make some good time and get home after Preston.